So we are learning the Sefiros Vayomer and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we began to take a look at Sif Aleph. Let's give another read of the first line, and we'll continue where we left off. So we learn Sheni Shal Pesach on the second night of Pesach, Maschilin, and we begin this poem, Sefiros Vayomer, we begin counting the Sefiros Vayomer, the Sefirim, and we count Mu'umot standing up. The last time we looked a little at what it means that we begin to count the congregation and the point of counting standing up. Now today I'd like to look a little more closely at the Sofrim and we count. Now what exactly is included in counting? How do you count? That sounds like a simple and straightforward question. How do you count? You count. But in fact there could be different methods of counting. So obviously the normal and straightforward method which one would do in a normal situation is the way we do it. We read the text as it's written in the siddur and you say it and that is the mitzvah. What about other methods that one could give consideration to that they might also be called counting? So first of all, in one's mind. If one thinks in one's mind, today is such and such a day, one could possibly have thought to posit that that is also called counting. Indeed, in some other areas of the Torah, where the Torah requires counting, we find that simply a knowledge of which day it is sufficient. Doesn't necessarily have to count but then. Over here, however, the bottom line is that this sphere needs to be bepeh, and we follow the regular klal which we find in other places, that hiru, thought, la kedibur domi, is not considered to be speech, it is simply thought, and it's not speech, and we require speech, and therefore somebody who thought the sphere is over in his mind is not yotze, to the extent that the post can say he is able to count again with a bracha. There's no concern that he's been yotze already, he can count again and with a bracha.
If I will count and say only days but not 7 weeks, I'm yotze?
Yeah, definitely according to many posts you are yotze. We'll look more closely at some of those details as we go along, but yes, according to many posts you are yotze, and if one will count again, probably you should lechatchila, but it should be without a bracha. Another possible method of counting which is discussed at great length by Poskim is what about counting by the method of writing? Writing! Somebody writes it down. And in fact, it's a fascinating thing that this is a topic of discussion in about, I think, 3 or 4 chuvahs of Rabbi Akiva Eger. And we'll see at the beginning of these chuvahs there are back and forth of letters between him and his uncle.
Because that person could not speak.
Either he could not speak, or our question might be, for example, we're going to see that if a person's... But they say yes, so they have this whole back and forth. What could it be negiyatim? I'll tell you it could be negiyatim. For example, we're going to see that a lot of that if somebody counts in some fashion, let's say somebody asks him what night is it tonight. It's a very well known halacha. So you don't say tonight is X, Y, Z, because then you've already counted. And you can't then count with a bracha. What about somebody who's writing a letter and he likes to write the date and he writes, oh, ayoy, such and such, loime, dear friend, whatever. So is that called that he's already counted and he cannot count? So this was a whole back and forth between Rabbi Akiva Eger and his uncle. And in fact, these letters were written, as we see from the first lines of the letters, they were written during the Sheva Brachos of Rabbi Akiva Eger. And Rabbi Akiva Eger got married. And in fact, another interesting point about them is that Rabbi Akiva Eger's uncle, Rabbi Wolf Eger, I think his name was not present at the wedding. And he set up a special a special party, a special Sheva Brachos in his house, where he was, not in the place of the wedding, to celebrate Rabbi Akiva Eger's wedding. Even though he wasn't there, and he invited the local Talmidei Chachamim, and this is what they discussed. They discussed this topic under what circumstances Sive is Kedibur, and then as part of the celebration, he writes it off and sends it to Rabbi Akiva Eger, and Rabbi Akiva Eger wrote back during the Sheva Brachos. The post must have been very good in those times, it went back and forth during the Sheva Brachos a few times, out of money, the bottom line, the halacha, is that if this too is not considered counting, and one is able to count again, be brought. Now, another angle of what is called counting and what is not called counting. We know there is a concept which generally applies to most mitzvahs, which one does for dibur, called Shemea Koine. There's a principle of Shemea Koine. Some of you hear it and has Kavanah not faith, and the one speaking has Kavanah to be Yotze him, Shemea Koine. You can be Yotze. So let's look at, can one be Yotze Sefira, Sefira Saida, with Shemea Koine? And to clarify more strongly, obviously again, there's the two parts of the mitzvah. There's the bracha and the counting itself. Now the bracha, for sure, one can be yotzei with shemea ha'oyah. One could theoretically hear the bracha from somebody who wants to be mutzi in the bracha. You have to want to be yotzei in the bracha, and you're yotzei. We want to ask that the actual sefira itself, those words, and you're in such and such ha'oyah.
But then
there's
bracha,
we
have questions there now, because what we're doing, bracha. The same man.
Yeah.
And then the
Ibrahim. Yeah, so for some reason.
Now it means that when the same man, yeah, we should have an almighty
as
well,
not yet. Yeah, indeed we should. And you could say maybe you don't need to have active Kabbalah because it's, we know that this is the God, the common practice. And therefore we don't say that we're going to be. But actually, down to somebody who was particular. You know, some people say when they hear a brother, Baruch Atah Hashem, they say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. After the name Hashem, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. Now actually, the sort of guiding line of when one should say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, when one shouldn't. So there's a number of cases where you don't say. One is some situation where it's forbidden you to be masked, like in Mitzvah Krishna or something. Baruch Atah Hashem, you're in some areas, you don't be Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. But with Mitzvah Krishna, we're not only masked except for various special exceptions. That's one. But another case where you don't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai is where you want to be yotzei with the brother, because you want to hear all those words and be yotzei with them. So you mustn't be mastic. So let's say you hear kiddush from somebody at a Friday night table. You don't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos. You don't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, because you want to be yotzei with that brother.
Yeah.
So I saw a gentleman who had such a hunger that when we hear Berukas Sfiras Ha'imeh from the Shas, from the Shkia Tibor, from the Rav, or whatever it is, he was particular, but that's good to make sure, to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, that there should be no concern that maybe you're being yotze with this brother and you get, okay, that might be the hero's type of this Nimishur Sabin, because we know that we're going to say another brother, and therefore it's also implied that we have Kabbalah not to be yotze. But you're right. It's a point worth noting, you can be yotze that brother, and if we would have Kabbalah to be yotze and the Shas have Kabbalah to be yotze, you would be yotze. But we also look, what about the spirit itself? So the Gemara says,
but maybe I could not. Because probably when Rav says his brother, he didn't have in mind.
Yeah, true. So it will only be if somebody has Kabbalah to be Moitzi.
But he really has to have in mind to be Moitzi, though they want to be yours.
Maybe he does, I don't know. But Taka, yeah. It's like, yeah, the people who come
in. Now, custom. That his brother is his personal brother. It's not
his last brother. It could be he's Moitzi to be Moitzi, anybody who needs to be yours. We have some nice people who have some sort of tie in the spirit, they can't say the brother anymore. Then he wants to be yotze with somebody else.
It's not even that he's come out.
Yeah, so when come out, you have to ask him.
But you're not, no, you're not saying bracha, and then come, you take the leave.
Yeah. So you've got to know. Now, regarding the spirit itself, so the Gemara says the following Joshua. The start of the head says the Gemara, Shetehei Sephira, the call echoed the echo. The start of the head counts for yourselves, okay? Says the Gemara, Shetehei Sephira, there should be a counting, the call echoed the echo, for every single person. Now there is, in Machlokes Rishonim, what does the Gemara want? What does it mean with these words? Shetehei Sephira, there should be a counting, the call echoed the echo. Some say,
isn't this similar to matter? The same way you call it matter, from where you can't count from. I need to count. Yeah, you can't count from it.
So some say that's what you say.
That one may be different. Maybe different.
Maybe different.
That when a person can say for all cloud.
Oh, very good.
We find some types of counting,
like for example, there's a mitzvah to count until Yom Kippur. Should count 49 years, seven sets of Shemitah until Yom Kippur. It was a mitzvah to God. Shemitah Shabbos, Shemitah Shabbos, Parsha. The Sefer Torah, so Shemitah Shabbos, Shemitah Shabbos, Shemitah Shabbos, Shemitah Shabbos. You count 49 years until Yom Kippur. Now that mitzvah is not incumbent on Kol Yochid V'Yochid. It is a mitzvah of Beit Din. Beit Din do this count. So we could have perhaps thought that Sefer Simon is the same. So one school of thought in Rishonim is exactly the matter. One school of thought in Rishonim says like it's forgotten. Then all they mean is should a Sefer look on that one, but it's a mitzvah which is incumbent on every Yochid, not on the Tzibor like other mitzvahs of counting. But how precisely do you fulfill it? Each Yochid could fulfill his Sefer. However, either by saying it, or by hearing it by Shemea, oh yeah, like all mitzvahs of Tzibor, no different. That's one school of thought. And the other school of thought suggests, like Ravana, that included in Shehei Tzvir Lekol Echol Be'echol is that it means that this mitzvah is to be treated as a type of mitzvah Shebehukol is not possible to be yotzei even with Shebehah Ko'oyeh. This is the Machlokes we're showing you. So there's no absolute ruling on this. The bottom line is that the Chatzkila one should not count in this fashion. If for some reason or other one did, if one is able to, one should count again without a drop. Okay, another couple of points about what exactly does it mean to count. So to count obviously means that one has to have an awareness of the days, of the number of days, you have to understand what you're doing. It is a mitzvah like the Krishna say to read a specific text, that's not the essence of the mitzvah. And therefore, if one counted in any language, today is the first day, the second day of the Spirit of Oime. If you count in any language, you're Yotze. One doesn't have to duck to read this text, although it's recommended not to change to come to mix-ups, but the Ikaraz in any language that you count in, you are Yotze. Furthermore, even in Lashon HaKodesh, if one reads the text in the Siddur, if you do not know at all what you're saying, you get some sort of prayer that we say these days. Some of you have got really no idea. He doesn't know Bichlal what he's saying. So some of you don't know what he's saying Bichlal isn't Yotze, because that's not counting. Counting is to have an awareness that today is such and such a day. Nevertheless, even somebody who doesn't know 100% the exact translation of every word in this count, but he's aware that today is day X, and that's what we're doing now when we read this sentence, we're counting that day. That person can say it's a provision of awareness, and you are yet. One final point on the way you count is what about somebody who counts using type of what we call Rashi Tate. Because he says, Yud Aleph Yoy. Today is 11 days, he says Yud Aleph Yoy. 12 days is Beit Yoy. Which isn't those are true numbers, but it's sort of colloquially become accepted that that's in the mean 12. Is that also sufficient? That's also a discussion in post-being. Well, the short form question is, doesn't really see what the place is for so much discussion. Why is there any worse than counting in a different language? So let's say it's not proper Lashon HaKodesh, you know, you mean that. Why is it worse than counting in another language? The other side of the coin could be that this is not a language as well. If you say one, two, three, that's a language. It means one, it means two, it means three. This doesn't really mean anything. It's just a sort of accepted way to count. If I make up some word and I say, oh, this word it means, I'm going to say this, it means two. Am I Yotze? For sure not. Okay, so that's the question, and another one of these papers where.
You have to mention the days, so you can't just say days, 3 weeks, and one day.
Do you have to also mention.
You have to say 21 days, you have to say 22 days, you have to just say 3 weeks and one day. Days, 3 weeks, and one day, and another.
I'm not sure. So the words of the government will come to you, and should we come to that? Okay, let's move on a little bit now in the Kitzur Shulchan. So the next line is, HaMitzvah, who lives for, takes the Tchilas Malayim. So the mitzvah is to count right away at the beginning of the night. Achat Seitz HaKesovim, after Seitz HaKesovim. So right away at the beginning of the night. So what's the reason for this? Because we know the mitzvah is, it should be Shabbos to Mimos, perfect, full days. So the fullest one can make it the Be'er, well this is the Chatzkila, the fullest one can make it the Be'er. So one should count to the Zohar as early as possible in the night. After that, as early as possible. So if we would take this to its furthest degree, it would come out, obviously we realize that in theory, so to speak, the mitzvah of Spiros Ha'Emet and how Spiros lie are unrelated mitzvahs. Because the customary is an easy way to do it, we don't lie when we say Spiros Ha'Emet. But they're completely unrelated mitzvahs.
This is a matter of fact. Based on this, it would be more appropriate to start with
even within the extent of Philip's life, it could be more appropriate to start with Spiros Ha'Emet. That we don't do because of Todir Vishayim and Todir Koyim. That's the reason we don't do it that way. But also, one could question, what about somebody who's going to have a marriage much later in the evening? Some people have a meeting for marriage at 11 o'clock. They've got a statement they do. So, one could necessarily think. And if Mokum say then it's preferable for them to count Spiros Ha'Emet earlier, because that's what the time is meant to be. However, others, Rav Ozner and Moshe, for various different reasons, both come to the conclusion that it's not recommended to do that. Rav Ozner says, for a very practical reason, that once one starts doing that,
he was full of
you lose it. It's very recommended the practice of Amisrael is counted the Tibur as part of Spiros Ha'Emet, because, you come to all types of people that way. Couple more points. After Teis HaKoyim, so we say you count after Teis HaKoyim, after nightfall. Now, what about counting in the period just before nightfall, which is called Bein Hashmotos, which is a Sophic Yoy, Sophic line? So the Chaskilu, we definitely don't count it. We wait for it to be night. However, in some sort of Shas HaZachak, if one needs to for some reason, one is allowed to count during the period called Bein Hashmotos, and the reason for this is something we mentioned in our Zohar, but according to most Poskim, Mitzvah Spiros Ha'Emet is Malazeh, is Midr Abol. And since it's Midr Abol, in this period of Bein Hashmotos, which is Sophic Yoy, Sophic Lainot, one can say Sophic Dr Abol Lekura, we can treat it as though it's already night, and one can be Yotzei Spiros Ha'Emet at that time. But I said we don't bring ourselves to a situation of Sophic, so why count then? But if there's some particular situation of Doifa, where for some reason you need to count then, one may do so and one may count with a brother. Okay, we'll look at it more.